Time for Coffee Talk, and we have Madeline with the Two Harbors Public Library on the line this morning. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. Happy December.
I know. Can you believe it? Oh, my gosh. Craziness.
Yeah. Time is flying by. And want to hear something bananas?
Yes.
If you check out a library, so reminder that our library books check out for 4 weeks.
Yes. Oh, I know where you're going with this.
2025.
That is wacky whack. You get it today. You don't have to bring it back until next year.
Right. I was renewing a book at home yesterday where I was like, this is good, but it's such a busy time of year. So I logged onto my app and I clicked renew. And I was like, is something glitching? Because this says it's not due until this. Oh, never mind.
That is crazy. Oh, my goodness. Yes, so I bet you have lots of stuff going on in December and probably some days that you won't be open. So listeners need to plan ahead. So let us know what's up over there at the Two Harbors Public Library.
Correct. So speaking of closures, just to get those out there, December 24th, December 25th. On December 31st, we are closing at 4 p.m., and then we are closed on January 1st. So, you can still put stuff in the book drop. Nothing is due those days, so it's a good hunker down and reading days.
Sweet. Nice. Now, remind me, are movies check out for 4 weeks as well?
Movies check out for 7 days, and we have some really fun new ones. Actually, pro tip, you can head to our website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com. And there's always a scroller of what we have that is new to our system.
Oh, that is a nice tip. See?
Yeah, I love that because I never know what movies are out.
Right.
You know, because you see something's in the theaters and sometimes it's out on DVD in a week and sometimes it feels like it takes a few years. So you can always go to our website and it's a scroller of the new movies that we have. And we have those on a separate shelf, too. So you can just always look for that yellow tape if you're like, nah, I want something new, something a little different. There's a lot of fun stuff.
Listeners, you're getting the scoop. This is so great that we have the inside story right here if you never knew.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay, what else is going on there at the library?
So first of all, I want to again say we have so many fun things going on that you can actually pick up our December, January newsletter. But we have 3 programs coming up that I would love to bend your ear about. If
okay.
You have time.
Yes, definitely.
Minnesota author Carrie Griffith, his latest book, Gunflint Falling. And he had to call it that because it's kind of a companion or a prequel to Gunflint Burning, which was his book about the Ham Lake fires up in the Gunflint.
Yep. Oh.
And this book says, hold on, how did that even happen? There was that big derecho windstorm in the late 90s, and this is the story. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting goosebumps myself. Mm. He is such a masterful storyteller that he interviewed hundreds of folks for this book, and he mixes the science with the sentiment, and he kind of follows the story of 6 groups who were up and stuck in the derecho. And so we hear from a family who's in the unfinished basement of their cabin that they had just finished building that morning. We hear from a woman who is trapped in a tent with a tree on top of her. And, I mean, you go to the Boundary Waters to escape from it all. So she had to trust that her friends would leave and come back with some sort of help.
Oh, my goodness.
You hear from emergency responders. And reminder, this was all on July 4th. So a lot of people were out on vacation, and this was before I mean, there were cell phones,
but
talking like Uncle Jesse on Full House kind of a cell phone. So even as close as Grand Marais, people didn't know about this storm.
Oh my goodness.
It's such a fascinating effort and remarkably, like, I know I gave that really scary teaser, but no lives were lost.
Okay.
No human lives were lost, I should clarify.
Right.
We do have his books at the Two Harbors Public Library, and he, oh my gosh, these books are so good.
Is he from, where's he live? Is he from there?
So I think he's based in the Twin Cities, but don't quote me on that. So we're wrapping up our first year of Lake County Big Read programming, and I have 2 coming up for you for next week.
Okay.
So on Tuesday, December 10th from noon to 4, stop by the library meeting room for a community scanning day. This book that we read was all about a family's journey and told through art. So I don't know about you, but there's something about having a family recipe in your great-grandma's handwriting or having a family photograph with somebody's handwriting on the back of it.
Yep.
Where, you know, you can type that out and mail it to your cousin, but there's something about seeing the real deal.
Yep.
So we have borrowed equipment from the Minnesota Digital Library to be able to help as many people scan things as possible. You don't need to register. This is just stop in, bring your stuff, but thanks to the generosity of the Victory Fund, since this is through the Lake County Big Read, the first 25 participants will receive a free journal and a free flash drive to store your family memories.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to leave with them all on a flash drive that you can email out to your loved ones, that you can store just for backup, that you can, you know, the holidays are coming up. So wouldn't that mean a lot if you got a letter from a loved one that said, by the way, here's a flash drive, and it is great grandma's cookbook that has NG in the margin for no good for the recipes that you didn't like. Or here's a picture of your dad when he was a little kid. You know, that would just be so amazing. So, of course, you're welcome to bring your own flash drive, but we have all the scanning equipment. You have the memories. Bring them in. And that's Tuesday, December 10th from noon to 4 in the library meeting room. And it's just drop-in. You don't need to stay that whole full hour.
Oh, my gosh. I've been waiting for this because you guys do this, you know, every so often. And I've been waiting to scan some of those old photos that, you know, the old photo albums, the pictures are literally falling out because whatever stickiness there was 25 years ago, it's gone. So I need to scan these. Oh, that's amazing. And thank you to the funding for that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good reminder because we're talking about old photos, but even still, what happens, like how many of us have a million pictures on our phone that we don't really need anymore? You know, I took a picture of some beans I made the other night, but intermixed with that, there's photos on my phone that I have backed up to the cloud, but
yep.
You know, it's important if I wanted to share those with somebody who doesn't use technology the way I do, this is a good opportunity.
Oh, really? You can bring your phone in and that would
No, to clarify, but you can use our mobile printing service to print the pictures from your phone and then scan those in. So if you have a loved one who doesn't like use the cloud or something, you would be able to save those pictures that were printed out.
So you have the print, you have the printing. Is that there all the time?
We have mobile printing. So stop by the front desk sometime and we'd love to show our listeners what that's all about. So with the mobile printing service, you can print from your personal device. And I love this so much, Michelle, because you can send it to our print release station from anywhere and you have a full day to come pick it up. And this is perfectly secure. So if you know you're going to be running errands and you don't know when you're going to be at the library, you can send it to our print release station. And folks, if you head to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, click on the printing tab and it'll walk you through that service as well.
Oh my gosh, you just totally made my day. Again, everything you're saying today, Madeline, like every other day, is amazing. You guys are just so full of resources over there at the library. Oh, learn something new every day. Love it. Oh my goodness. What else do you have for us? We've been talking for a long time today. We have a lot to catch up on.
Coffee talk.
Right, exactly.
So on Friday, December 13th, from noon to 1:30, I still have a few spots left for this program that we do require a sign up. But this is our final Victory Fund program, Lake County Big Read. We are inviting community members to come in and learn about the art of portrait and then draw a portrait of your neighbor or friend. We're going to pair off our participants and you're going to chat with them, get to know them a little better, and then draw a portrait of each other. Funding group, it gets even better, Michelle. So, of course, we have snacks. Of course, all supplies are provided. We have funding so that these portraits will be framed. And we are inviting the people who participate to display them on our gallery wall this coming January. And we are hoping, and obviously we can't enforce this, but we would love if the artists would gift the portraits to each other. So, like, if you and I were paired together, we would learn a little bit about portraiture, and then maybe you grab the paint, I grab the markers, and we take our hand at creating a portrait, understanding that this is laid back, that this is just getting to know each other a little bit. We're going to have conversation prompts. We're going to have folks on hand to walk through and provide some guidance. But, you know, art is a process. It's not
right.
A portrait isn't supposed to be a photograph. It's supposed to be a snapshot in that memory, in that moment of time. We're doing this in partnership with community partners. And we are just really, I think this is the program that I might be most excited about this year. I've kind of been noodling on this idea for a while. And when we realized that our Lake County Big Read was going to be a graphic memoir, we thought, wouldn't this be cool to explore what art looks like?
Yes.
You do not need to be an artist. You just need to be willing to listen and to be brave and bold.
Right. Oh, my goodness. It just gets more and more unique, I swear, with every program you guys put together. That is amazing. And that is next Friday, and there is registration needed for that one because space is limited.
Yep, and for registration, and actually if folks have any questions about anything we talked about or anything we haven't brought up yet, give us a call at 218-834-3148. Our hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Find us online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com. Or visit us on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library to see some more inside scoop about those new materials that we were chatting about.
Oh, that's so amazing. Nicely done. Good stuff today, Madeline. Thank you so much. Any last thing that listeners just need to know before we talk again in a couple weeks?
We are just so grateful for this continued partnership, Michelle. I love starting my morning with you. And I guess my one last thing for listeners is either stop in and pick up a newsletter or sign up for our online newsletter, because we would be chatting all day.
Right.
And as much as I would love that,
right.
I have programs to plan.
Right, exactly. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Madeline. You have a fabulous rest of your day.
You too, Michelle. Take care.
Yep.
Bye, listeners.
Yeah, bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Oh, my goodness. So much stuff going on. That's fabulous.